Giving Unto God, Pastor Evans, the BBC family. We have a word today that's coming from John, the 19th chapter, 25th through the 27th verse. And the word of God reads, "Now there stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by, whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. And then he saith to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home." I would like to talk to you today about a new relationship, a new relationship. When my father died, it ushered in a new relationship with my mother. My siblings and I had told my dad that we would take care of our mother. His reply was, "Did you tell her?" And we did. However, the details were never discussed. A relationship is a connection between two or more objects, concepts, or people, either by blood, marriage, friendship, and associations. John, the writer of this gospel, younger brother of James, part of Jesus' inner circle, one of the sons of thunder, a fisherman by trade, the son of Zebedee and Salome, John, that beloved disciple. John's recording in chapter 13 through 17 helps us understand this relationship. On that Thursday, Jesus teaches us humility in John 13, 1 through 14. As he washes the disciples' feet, he commands us to love one another in John 13 and 34. He tells us to believe when we receive the promise of the Holy Spirit in John 14, 25 through 29. And he tells us to stay connected and keep the faith in John 15, 1 through 5. He's saying about the true vine and that sorrow will turn to joy in John chapter 16, verse 20, in just a little while. And in John chapter 17, he teaches us to pray. Embedded in these lessons and the command to love are the essential elements of our new relationship. Look at the relationships at the cross. Now, in verse 25, it says, "Now there stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene." Mary, his mother, and her sister, Salome, that's mentioned in Mark chapter 15, verse 40, is the mother of John and James, the apostles. Mary, the wife of Cleophas, the paternal aunt. According to the International Standard Bible Encyclopedia, Cleophas is believed to be the brother of Joseph, Jesus' earthly father. Mary Magdalene, she was indebted to Jesus because he healed her spirit. And he can heal our spirit if we give and allow ourselves to be in relationship with him. Verse 26 reads, "When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took her into his own home." From a position of respect and honor and authority, Jesus places his mother into the care of his most beloved and trusted apostle. Because of the relationship and the connection, it allows the Holy Ghost to give you the details. The details are not given to John, but he knew what Jesus meant. Neither was the details given to me by my father, but I knew what he meant. Because the lessons learned, God had prepared me to be ready. Are you ready? Scripture says that in that hour, John accepts that responsibility. He was ready. The details are hidden in the connection. I am the vine. I am the true vine. You are the branches. Abide in me and I in you. For without me, you can do nothing. The details are in the lessons learned. Love one another as I have loved you, that ye may love one another. The details are in the prayer. The prayer. "And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. See, if you stay connected to the vine, your relationship in God will be intact. So stay connected to the vine. That way your relationship, this new relationship with Christ, will be effective. This new relationship allows Christ to see us. It allows Christ to hear us. And it allows Christ to put us in the position to serve. When you're in a position to serve, everything will be all right because Jesus will be your guide. The Holy Spirit will be your guide. God is directing us to be in new relationship with Christ. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen.